Mark Robinson. Back to Weirs. Cross comes in, right hand side. Oh, keeper stopped it, and it's gone in. Oh, it's an error. Lewis Orrell has pounced. Foxy promised you a goal. The keeper has made a mistake in the conditions. Lewis Orrell pokes home from 4 yards. It's Whitley Bay 1, Blyth Spartans 0. Foxy.
Terrific goal. All started with Lewis Orrell. Great break from outside his own penalty area. Referee played a great advantage. Good to see Whitley playing decent football, playing the ball up the pitch. And a lovely finish, 1-0.
Now he has a chance. Edge of the box. Oh, he's gone down as well. Penalty kick. Is that inside the box? Paul Blackett, with a little bit of skill, the referee has given a penalty. Dan Lister stands star-shaped on his line. Paul Blackett steps up. Goal! Equaliser, Blyth Spartans. Whitley Bay won, Blyth Spartans won from the penalty spot. And maybe you wanted Whitley Bay to survive the next 5 or 10 minutes there, just to weather the storm. But Blyth Spartans win the penalty, and it's really out to nothing, Foxy.
Yeah, that was definitely against the run of play. Looked at first glance as though he'd gone down a bit soft there, but he had a chance to get a shot away, so no reason to go down, and the penalty was very confidently put away.
Oh, mistake. The keeper's come out again. Oh, handball. Oh, now we've got trouble. Huge trouble now. It's going to be a red card. Paul Blackett's gone one-on-one. Dan Lister, exactly what we were just talking about, having to concentrate, having to make the right decision. Dan Lister's come out, and as Blackett's poked the ball past him, Lister's gone to ground. It struck him on his left forearm. James Bancroft comes across with a red card. Whitley Bay down to 10 men. I think it's probably the right decision. There's a few exasperated faces around us, but no one's really arguing with the call. They're more just disappointed with what's happened. McEwen wins it back. Wide to Thompson. Thompson and Dunn. Dunn plays the ball forward, and Matt Weirs has got the wrong side of the Blyth defence here. It's 2-3, Whitley Bay. Weirs looks right, plays the ball for Coulson. Inside the box, shoots. Chance, it's going to come out. It's a goal. And Whitley Bay are in front. Mark Robinson has tucked home the rebound. Whitley Bay, 10 men. The club song is on. It's 2-1, yes. What do you make of that, Foxy?
Oh, terrific goal and great for the game. It was great work from Matty Weirs. We said before it's going to be a difficult half for him, ploughing that half of the pitch all on his own. But he's done terrifically there. He's held the ball up. He's waited for support. It was a decent shot, but the keeper would be disappointed not to have done better with that, either holding the ball or pushing it away to safety. All he's done is push it back towards the centre of the penalty area, where it was a nice, easy tap in. 2-1, great for the game.
Chance for Spartans. Paul Blackett. Cigar's going to be a penalty. It's a penalty to Blyth Spartans. Paul Blackett has got the wrong side of the Whitley Bay defence. He's one-on-one with the goalkeeper. Darren Hamilton's got back to him. I don't know if he's tripped him or he's given it for arms on. Hamilton with the fence. Paul Blackett's gone down. The referee's pointed to the spot for Blyth Spartans for the second time today. Heslop went right the first time. This time he scored low into the left-hand corner. Adam Shanks has gone the right way. Wasn't a million miles away from it. But it's a goal for Heslop. It's Whitley Bay 2, Blyth Spartans 2. Game on at Hillheads. Rhys Evans. Evans is still going. Challenged by Mark Robinson, who brings the ball away for Whitley Bay. Not very far. Blyth have it back. Heslop gets his head up. He has a chance. It's great save from Shanks. No, it isn't. It's gone in. Paul Blackett got one-on-one with the keeper. Stuck a toe out. Adam Shanks looked like he'd done enough with his right hand. The ball loops in the air, but it drops agonisingly over the line. And Blyth Spartans have come from 2-1 down. Lead 3-2, Foxy. Turn around.
Yeah, he's been a bit unlucky there, the keeper. He's done well to get a hand on it, but unfortunately not enough to keep it out of the net. It just seemed that second goal, the penalty, seemed to give Blyth Spartans a bit of confidence, a bit more of a spring in their step. And since the equaliser went in, the third goal's always looked like coming. Big ask now for Whitley Bay. Let's hope that they can throw the ball forward, get some men in the box and gamble.
And Whitley Bay can't keep the ball. And now the break's on for Blyth. It's 3-3. Thompson into Russell. Russell, he beats one, is absolutely wiped out by Jimmy Dunn. That might even have been two penalties. He absolutely wiped him out. Heslop for a hat-trick of penalties. Don't say that very often. First one went right, second one went left. Third one, he's gone right again, and it's 4-2 Blyth Spartans, and that should just about wrap it up. Can't imagine Whitley Bay getting back in this one now.
No, it's been a terrific effort from Whitley Bay, but they've gone to the well just one too many times recently, and the heavy legs, the 10 men, the soft pitch, it's all starting to work against them, and Blyth Spartans now with breathing space, you expect them to close this one out comfortably.
Animated arm waving going on from the Whitley Bay fans.
Yeah.
Disagreements about who's to blame. And there is the final whistle. You get some decent applause for the Whitley Bay supporters here. They know their team have put an absolute shift in. Michael Nelson swaps fist bumps with Tony Fawcett, Derek Forrest, and the rest of the backroom staff at both clubs. A hat-trick of penalties from Simon Heslop. Paul Blackett got a goal for the Spartans too. It's finished here. Whitley Bay 2, Blyth Spartans 4.